Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Matt Reet, and we're talking about a new feature, Network Watcher.
Yes.
Network Watcher, Azure Network Watcher. Okay. Yes. This sounds cool. I know that there's going to be a network diagram in here somewhere, and I love those. So what kind of problems can I solve with Network Watcher?
So a Network Watcher is a monitoring and diagnostics service that we launched earlier this year to help you understand and solve a couple of key issues. Mm-hmm. So first, when you go to Azure, it's a new platform. And you know, the concepts within networking are similar, and you're familiar with those. But you know, all the naming conventions, everything's been changed slightly. And so we want to provide a way for you to easily understand and be able to deploy and troubleshoot your applications within networking very simply.
Right. We understand subnets and IP addresses. Yeah. We understand VPNs. But it's a couple things that threw me off about Azure were that like now a NIC. A network card, like a virtual network card, is a thing. It's not a real NIC, but it's a thing.
Yeah.
That was confusing to me. You know, a lot of these concepts around software-defined networking are a little bit foreign, and sometimes when you just see a list of stuff, it can be hard to get your head around.
Definitely. And so, you know, we have a tool called Topology that helps solve that.
Okay.
It helps you show, you know, how resources are associated and what a typical, you know, deployment, what your deployment looks like. So why don't I jump in and, show you what it looks like.
Please.
And, just get started with the tool. So here I am in the Azure portal, and I'm in a resource group. I've deployed a bunch of VMs within a virtual network. So I've got a bunch of resources. I've got routing, all this stuff, and NSGs, NICs. It can be difficult to see, what's going on.
Yeah, right? Because you've got about 40 different items here. There's virtual machines, sure, right? But you've got NICs. But other things like NSG, what is that?
Yeah, so network security groups are a way to control or restrict the traffic that can go to a particular VM, similar to a firewall.
And that's an item in your security group along with, that's an item within your resource group, rather, along with your virtual machines, your what else do you have in there?
A bunch of stuff.
NICs,
I've got availability sets,
disks.
I can scroll up disks, public IPs, all this stuff. So, it can be a little overwhelming to, see what exactly is going on. So we have a tool called Topology that, we can visualize all of this. So let's navigate to Network Watcher. And so the service, you can access it just by searching in the tab. So I'll type in Network Watcher and, here it pops up.
Yep.
And I get here, I have an overview page, so you need to enable the service for your subscription in the regions that you you want to have all the tooling that we provide.
Okay.
So that's the first step. But then we can just go into Topology. We select our subscription, our resource group that I was showing earlier, and then the virtual network.
Mm-hmm.
So underneath this virtual network.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we have.
See, that's what I would like to see. That's what I've always wanted to see. I just wanted a nice diagram that would explain it. Can I zoom in too?
Yeah, we can zoom.
So yeah, look at that.
You see, I have a VNet with four subnets in this case.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, if we go into my app subnet, I've got my two virtual machines, mm-hmm. each with network interfaces. One of the network interfaces has a public IP.
Ah.
And then I can see, these NSGs and my route.
Nice.
So. Easy way to see, what's going on, how are these resources associated.
Mm-hmm.
So going forward from this, Network Watcher offers a bunch of other tooling to help you, troubleshoot or diagnose some of these constructs.
So it's a whole toolkit,
it's
and
a
Topology
whole toolkit.
Is just one.
Topology is just the start, understanding what you've got.
Okay.
Now it's let's jump into a scenario where we can investigate our network security groups.
Okay.
So for that, we have two tools. The first is Security Group View. And what Security Group View shows you is for a particular VM, what are all of the network security group rules that are applied to it?
Ah, nice 20,000-foot view of everything that comes
all
in
all the
and
rules.
Out.
So if I select, I'll just go and select a one of my virtual machines. So let's go to my database.
So this is something that would have shown up in Topology, but now we want to see all of the inbound, the outbound rules. Everything around it that relates to security.
So the resources that are, the NSGs that are applied would show up in the topology.
Right.
All the underlying rules that, restrict and control the traffic, they show up here. So I've got all of the effective rules. I can sort them by priority.
Can I click on them and edit them as well and go off into the other blades and make changes?
That will be coming soon. But.
Cool. So you've got the complete list of inbound and outbound rules. Can I edit those from here, or do I go somewhere else?
So, you know, we're always working to improve the tooling, and so that's something, you know, will be coming shortly.
Okay.
But you can also you know, see where the rules are applied. So if they're applied on the subnet, which they are in this case, or they're applied on the network interface, which there's none in this case, or they're applied by the platform by default, we can, you know, segment all of these rules and get a greater sense of, you know, what they look like for my particular virtual machine.
I don't think I've ever seen in one place all of these things before. I don't think there was a way to get that big picture of what all the rules that were applied were before until NetworkWatch.
Yeah, especially on a VM. So, and you know, these rules can be overwhelming. You know, I only have three user rules in this case.
Okay.
But you know, customers would have many, many more. And so, oftentimes, you don't want to look through a list and parse all of these rules. You just want to know, is a certain, you know, flow going to be allowed or denied, right? Can I connect to my VM? Right? So that's where we built a tool called IP Flow Verify. And so I'll jump to that and show.
Oh, I think I know where you're going here. I can describe a scenario, and you'll tell me whether it's going to work or not.
Exactly. So let's take the case of my database again.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see, you know, can I RDP into this database from the internet?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be able to do that because
I hope not.
I don't want anybody doing that. But I want to test to make sure that I've you know, created my rules correctly.
Okay.
So I'll select my database, configure, you know, what an RDP packet would look like.
Sure.
So TCP direction inbound. My remote IP address will use my IP, so 13.4.6.21. We'll use 3389 as the local port, and then the remote port, any remote port will do. So then we check.
So you're simulating. If one were to theoretically RDP in, would that work, and what is the result?
Yeah, the result is access denied, which is what we want.
And it tells you which rule caused it, which is nice as well.
Yeah, so you can go in and change the rule if you've misconfigured the rule, or you just have peace of mind that you've configured your rules correctly.
Sure. This is invaluable for debugging.
Yeah, definitely. And so similar to IP Flow Verify, we have a similar tool for routing, right? So you create user-defined routes where maybe you're routing all of your traffic from a virtual machine to a network appliance or elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to verify that you're not blackholing traffic or sending traffic where you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so NextHop works similarly, right? So specify a VM. So we'll take my front end in this case,
right,
and let's communicate with my database, right, and see what see how I'm doing that. So that's 10.1.4.4, and a quick way to, you know, get the IP of the database is you could click on the database. We auto-populate the source IP of that.
Okay.
But we're using my multi-tier app, so
right.
Run NextHop.
Is that similar to Traceroute?
So this is a logical test of your routing.
Mm.
So we're not sending actual packets. We're testing, you know, what the flow would look like against the rules that are applied on the platform.
Okay, I see.
So in this case, my next hop is a virtual appliance at 10.1.2.4.
I see.
And if I were to go back to my topology, or I can just select my firewall here, we can see that the IP would be 10.1.2.4. So I'm routing all of my traffic from my app through my firewall to my database in this
case. Nice. And now you've confirmed that that.
Now I've confirmed that. So that's our next hop. And so far, all we've shown is, you know, logical tests of, you know, have I configured something properly?
Mm-hmm.
But NetworkWatcher also offers the way to view traffic as it's happening on your network.
Okay.
And we do this two different ways. And the first one I'll talk about is network security group flow logs. So we have this concept of network security groups that we should talk somewhat about. But we provide you the ability to see what traffic is actually hitting these network security groups.
Mm. Now, is this is real versus what the next
This is real.
Is logical. So this is physical.
This is physical.
Okay.
So I go in, and here's the configuration screen. And so I configure my network security group flow logs. I give a storage account. Well, I enable them first. I give a storage account that I want to configure it for.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start writing the logs into your storage.
Mm.
So I'll pull up what a log looks like. And this is going to be kind of busy because a lot of information here.
And also JSON.
It's all JSON.
Yeah.
Well, and CSV to some extent.
Yeah.
So you know, here's an example of a record with very little traffic. Mm-hmm. But basically, we tell you what NSG was this set of flows for, right? And then for each of the flows, we tell you what machine in the form of the MAC address that the flow came from.
Right.
So that's that. And then what rule was hit. So for each rule and for each MAC address, we have a good idea of all the traffic that's going through there.
So this seems like an overwhelming amount of information. How would I chew on that? Because now you're going to scroll down and scare me.
I'm going to scroll down and scare you
with flow tuples
with all these flow tuples.
Okay, so now I'm thinking, I want to visualize that.
We're going to visualize that. So we do provide you ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a number of, first of all, there's a number of open source tools that you can leverage.
Okay.
There's Power BI that we provide a guide on how you can, you know, parse these logs in Power BI.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also third parties that are able to ingest this, like Splunk or Sumo Logic. So I'll just pull up a Power BI dashboard.
Ooh.
So this is, I'm parsing all these logs in my Power BI. I can identify things like top talker, so who's talking the most in the network. I can see flows over time by direction or by if they were allowed or denied, by network interface. Bunch of different ways to segment your traffic and see, you know, what is going on and, you know, who is talking on the network.
Networking people are going to go nuts for this.
Yeah. So this shows you, you know, the tuple, the five tuple information.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes, you know, when you're diagnosing an issue, you might want to get, you know, wired data. So in the form of packet captures. So in addition to network security group flow logs, we give you packet capture as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if I jump back to network diagnostic tools, we can see that I have all these packet captures. And let me just select my subscription. And we can start a packet capture from the portal mm-hmm. on your VMs, Windows or Linux.
Wow.
And then save them to the storage account and mm-hmm. then be able to download them and view them from the portal.
So Wireshark as a service.
Wireshark as a service. Well, we'll actually use Wireshark in this case. So I'll click on a capture.
That's so cool.
Scroll down to details, storage locations,
are
the
you
blob
serious?
Storage.
See, this is another nice thing about Azure is that there's all this software-defined networking. It's all very theoretical. It's all in the portal. But then you get down here and you are reminded that this is a real packet capture. There's real stuff moving around on the real internet.
So I just downloaded the packet capture.
Look at that.
I'll open it up.
Oh, and you bring it
in
Wireshark.
And here it is in Wireshark. Oh. I can see all the traffic that I've captured over.
So all of this is within the larger network watcher
service, yes.
Service that is available.
Yeah.
Very cool. And can people do this now?
Yeah, they can. And we've got a bunch of other tools, too, that I didn't, you know, get time to cover.
Yeah, but people can go and explore all of that once they get that service enabled on their accounts.
Once you enable Network Watcher on your subscription in the region that you want to use the service, you can use all the tooling that I talked about today.
We have just scratched the surface of all the great tools that are available in Azure Network Watcher. We're learning about them here on Azure Friday.